Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, once again, it is our pleasure to have the incredibly talented and lovely Amy Turner here representing the Ocean State Theater. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And
thank
a very, very special guest tonight, someone that hasn't been in the studio for a while, but we're very happy to welcome him back. Joel Kipper is here. Welcome back, Joel.
Mike, I missed you. I'm so happy to see you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. I'm all excited now, as I should be, because this is going to be a great show coming up. Everybody's favorite, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. What a treat that's going to be for everyone. And already tickets are going well. The show is going to open Wednesday night for previews and Thursday. And then the official opening on Friday night, and then, of course, as usual, can't wait for this to happen on Sunday afternoon, which would be, I guess, the 4th of December. We'll be having, right after the show, the talk back, where I get to meet the cast and talk with you, the audience. Amy and I go out and take questions. So, Amy, with all that said, the show is right around the corner.
It certainly is. It's so exciting. It's a little known fact that it's one of the reasons we ended up in Warwick. Actually, I've tried to get the rights to do White Christmas and the holiday slot for 6-7 years now. Looking, obviously, even when we were down at the barn in Matunic, that we were looking at a secondary space to do it, looked at some other theaters, couldn't get the rights, couldn't get the space, and it all came together this year. It'll be our 5th holiday in Warwick at the Ocean State Theater, and it is a big celebration. 17 Irving Berlin songs. It's not exactly like the movie. They've reworked it into a great musical adaptation, and boy, is there a lot of dancing, singing, and silliness. It's everything you're going to want for the holidays.
A lot of dancing and singing, and there'll even be some fighting. All right. that's an old joke. That's a private joke. But anyway, Joel, great to have you back on the stage again. It's not a surprise.
It's been a while.
Not a surprise to this audience that I have favorites over the years, and Amy knows my play favorites, what they are, and my musical Avenue Q is right up there with my favorites. But one of my early favorites still was George M., where you were dancing and singing and
that
carousing.
Was a lot of work. That was, I believe we figured out at one point, I was off stage in that show for 4 minutes. That was the longest period in that show that I was off stage. So it was pretty intense. I'm a little, I have more time off stage in this show, but not by much.
Well, this is I would think a larger cast. I know you're playing the role of Phil Davis, right?
I am the quote unquote song and dance man, part of the two-man team of Wallace and Davis, the Broadway producing show-stopping team. And so, it's been, since George M., I certainly have not danced like that, and this will be, it's been 5 years since I've actually done a musical, so my legs are quite sore right now.
Well, I'm sure they'll come back. I mean, Amy, you went through that with a chorus line, right? There was a long space between your appearances when you were in a chorus line.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a lot of preparation, and you never quite get prepared for doing the intensity of it, you know, and I think that this time we were a little bit nicer, although he does have some huge numbers. Joel does it's kind of more of a lead quartet this time, whereas George M., I mean, you're George M.
Yeah, you're George M., right. This way, at least you have you're the Danny Kaye character, quote-unquote.
That's correct, yeah.
And at least you have the Bing Crosby character.
Yep,
and then
played by Nate Suggs. He's doing a great job. Yeah, at least there's sort of the split responsibility with the two of us.
And then the two sisters, of course, which have a lot of time on stage.
Yeah, and they're great, and, you know, it's a wonderful story and sort of the chemistry of the four characters and really my character Phil sort of stirring the pot, so to speak, with his partner Bob and trying to get Bob hitched up with a lady so that Bob will focus on something else other than the shows and Phil as his partner.
All right, well, why don't we get ourselves in the mood and we'll start with the overture, Amy?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. Well, that certainly gets us in the mood. And Amy, we talked about the fact that Joel is playing one part and Nate is playing the other part, but then there's two sisters.
Yeah.
Playing the role of, who was it?
Judy
and Betty Haynes.
Which is characters. Rosemary Clooney and Vera Ellen, yeah. So Nate, it's so exciting to have Nate back. He has worked with us many times, but a lot of folks are going to remember him from Anything Goes. He was just the Billy Crocker character, the beautiful voice. So he's going to be amazing, singing all these great tunes. And then Stephanie Wood is actually a local actress. She's been doing some teaching for us, musical theater song styling, as educational outreach. This is, I guess, her first big lead role, but people are going to be blown away by this woman's voice. She is ridiculously talented. And then we're bringing back Maria Logan, who folks that saw Legally Blonde, she was the wife that went on trial, and she did that crazy jump rope routine, if people remember that. And an amazing tap dancer, just a lovely, lovely gal. She's going to be great too, but just dancing, as they like to say in the business, she's dancing her face off.
There you go.
The other one is singing her face off. And they're just, the four of these guys together are really, really, really adorable.
Now, Joel, do you get your tap shoes on in this too?
You know, I do, but not to the extent of that I was in George M. But yeah, there's a little bit tapping. You know, it's interesting that I sort of naively was thinking I was going to be doing more tapping in the show than I am currently. And so it's been much more partner dancing and sort of a non-tap dancing role, which is it's been a challenge for me because, again, it's been a while since I've done a musical. But Paula Sloan, our director, has done a wonderful job of choreographing the show. And so, you know, there's a hint of some tapping here and there. But really, the dancing ensemble, I have to say, in the show, they have worked their faces off, as Amy likes to just say there, and have really done a great job in these numbers that are in the show. I mean, they're really big Broadway production numbers, and the ensemble that's dancing, they've doing the bulk of the tapping and have been fantastic.
And a lot of very, very familiar tunes that we're going to talk about, and audiences are going to hear tonight in this program, but there's 17 of them, right, Amy?
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot going on.
All right, let's get to one of those that's familiar.
It is, and it's also one of those big, brassy numbers that Joel is talking about. This actually is after the war. This comedy duo team, they sing Happy Holidays, and it goes into Let Yourself Go, and it becomes this huge production number, and it's actually on television, the Ed Sullivan Show, and that is Happy Holidays / Let Yourself Go.
Happy Holiday, Happy Holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
may the calendar keep ringing, happy holidays to you. Come get together, let the dance floor feel your leather, step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come hit the timber,
loosen up and start to limber.
Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go, let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold but the music's hot. So come on, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Put your banker, clerk and grocer. Let yourself go.
Let yourself go, relax, and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. But your banker, clerk, and grocer, let yourself go.
The night is cold, but the music's hot.
Hot.
The night is cold,
but the music's hot.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may the calendar keep ringing. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays.
To you. To you.
All right, well, if that doesn't get you in the mood, I don't know what will. Now, the premise of the story, as I remember from the movie, and I have seen the musical a couple times, but the movie I see all the time, so that's what's familiar to me, is also, they're doing this to help out a retired general, right? And there's another familiar face to the Ocean State Theater fans.
That's right. Mark Cartier, who's been in several of our productions. Most recently, I guess he played Ben Franklin in 1776 with Joel directed. And before that, he was in Breaking Legs. He played the little wiry, you know, guy
Diary of Anne Frank, got it, so to speak.
And he was in Miracle on 34th Street. He played Mr. Macy. So he's, well, for those who will remember him, he likes to call himself the littlest general. and it's sort of an accident. So the gentlemen of the show are looking to build their act up. And as Joel said, one specific character is looking for love, let's call it. And so they do. They meet these two sisters. They follow them, as you do in musical theater, up to their show in Vermont. And it turns out that it's their commanding general from when they were in the Army. So they decide to help the general out and bring their entire show up to Vermont. Of course, why wouldn't they?
Right. And now, Joel, you're a huge star. I mean, in this, I mean personally, but I mean in the show.
Wallace and Davis are big. Right.
I'm a star in my own mind. Yes.
Right. But I'm saying the two sisters are kind of like just starting out, and you are the big shots.
Yeah. So there's a connection basically that ends up happening where. The sisters, one of the sisters, the character of Judy, is trying to get their act a little bit more notoriety. And so she falsely sends a letter from her brother, who was in the Army with Bob and Phil, to get them to come see their act. And then as they come see their act and realize they were duped, it doesn't really matter to Phil because now he's fallen head over heels for this beautiful Judy Haynes. And so he's trying to figure out more ways to spend time with them, and thinks Bob needs to get hitched and find someone to settle down with, and thinks that Betty is the perfect fit for him. So the he ends up working with Judy to get them to go up to Vermont with the girls, and then, you know.
There they go. And I can't believe any women would actually write something that was false to get a guy, would they? Or to get ahead?
Well, I don't think she's writing that letter to get a guy. I think she's the captain of her own enterprise.
It was a good business decision.
A good business decision. All right. I just want to mention before we leave this first segment that the show is going to open, as I mentioned, on Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and then the big opening Friday night. So that's this week. So make sure you get your tickets, and Amy, getting tickets is a very easy process, right?
Absolutely. You can buy them directly online, oceanstatetheater.org, or give us a call in the box office any day after noon. That's 401-921-6800, or stop by 1245 Jefferson Boulevard, right off of the airport connector, in between, just 1 mile south of the airport connector.
Anytime afternoon time,
afternoon, the box office is open. They'd love to get you great seats.
All right, let's get to, since we've been talking about the sisters, let's get to a sister song.
And it's called Sisters.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back shortly with the Amy and Joel Show.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm there to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. When a certain gentleman arrived from Rome, she wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister.
And Lord help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters, our beloved sisters. Sister, don't come between me and my man.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we are sitting with Ocean State Theater's Amy Turner and Joel Kipper as they talk about the new upcoming performance of White Christmas, going to be presented this Wednesday, opening previews Wednesday and Thursday, then the big opening Friday night. And then, Amy, it runs until
Christmas Eve, December 24th.
Yeah. You're actually going to have a performance on Christmas Eve?
We are. Yeah, we have a 2 o'clock show, so folks can...
A 2 o'clock show.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep, so they can still come and have a great kickoff to their holiday and then go home and, you know, bring the whole family on the 24th. I think we actually have a couple of groups in there.
Did you do that last year?
We didn't. So it's interesting the way that the calendar works. So we adjust our show schedule. We actually did performances after Christmas last year.
Okay.
But with the way the calendar works, we're still doing the full 4 weeks, and we'll close on Christmas Eve.
Well, even
unless
though,
the public demands an extension.
Right. Well, it certainly could happen with a show like this, and I imagine that's kind of like good news, bad news. If that did happen, yeah, that must be a crazy situation trying to figure everything out. But
it is. Yeah, it is. The trigger would have to be pulled pretty much immediately. Yeah, but it's still on our radar. We're doing well. The show is actually selling great. It is poised to be our best-selling show we've done in the holiday slot. So I do encourage people to get their tickets as soon as possible. We have some really big groups, even some families that are coming. So if you have a big family or you want to bring the whole clan, as they say, we start discounting for groups of 10 or more. And groups of 20 or more get really great discounts. So they can start by calling the box office, or they can call Karen Kessler, our group's manager. And we'd love to have them in, but we do. We have some folks coming, bringing a bunch of people together and really having a good celebration, and that's what we love.
Joel, I noticed that when we were on the commercial break, we talked about a couple things that are slightly different from the movie as I remember it. Like, particularly, there's another character that I don't remember from the movie.
Well, it's the innkeeper. The general has been running this inn in Pine Tree, Vermont, and the young woman who's running his desk and sort of keeping the inn going, Martha, they've sort of expanded her role from what it was in the movie to the stage production, and they've given her sort of a really great background, and she's actually a former Broadway veteran, but she's only ever been in flops. And so when she discovers that Wallace and Davis have come and they're thinking about bringing their show to Pine Tree, she wants to very much be involved in this show. So she's sort of there's a wonderful moment where we get to see all of her spectacular glory and Broadway prowess, which is not in the movie that they've added for the show.
And Suzanne Fletcher is the actress playing her. This is her OSTC debut. I've worked with her previously. In fact, we shared the Broadway stage at one point together. But unlike her character, who has a series, I think she says she's been in 6 consecutive Broadway flops or something like that. Suzanne has surpassed that number of Broadway shows, but some very successful shows like Jerome Robbins Broadway and Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And, just the list goes on and on. She's really incredible. And opposite Mark Cartier, they have a very unique and tempestuous relationship, and it's kind of adorable and kind of funny.
All right. Well, let's take the next song. Well, of course, it's a season for Precipitation.
That's right. And this is a great little funny production number that takes place on the train going up to Vermont, and it's called Snow.
Snow.
Won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow, to see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do.
How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no
snow.
It's snowing all winter through.
That's where I want to be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow. Those whistling houses that seem to be built of snow. Snow.
Oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow.
What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no snow.
I'll soon be there with snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll wash my hair with snow.
It's gonna snow.
And with a spade of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'll build a man that's made of snow.
It's gonna snow.
I'd like to stay up with you, but I'd recommend a little nap. Go back to sleep.
Go to sleep and dream of snow.
Now, Amy, one of the things I would think is a little bit of an advantage here, kind of good news, bad news. I don't think there's a lot of children in this show, right?
That is true. There is one child, the granddaughter of the general, is visiting her grandfather for the holidays. So
that makes it a little bit easier to manage than having 28 the King and I children running around, right?
Yes, the King and I was a lot of kids, and Billy Elliot, most recently, right, was also a lot of kids. And we have traditionally had a few more children in our holiday productions. Not always, but it's lovely to bring in that the youthful eyes, if you will, mm-hmm, into any holiday production. You know, I think what's interesting about this show is I'm thinking through all of the shows that we've done is it's really the first show that's legitimately written to take place during Christmas, the entirety of the show. So I think that's why people think it's so special. And, mm-hmm, you know, the set is just going to be decorated in a way that, of course, Meet Me in St. Louis takes place part of it during Christmas, but over an entire year. And Miracle on 34th Street, which was a huge hit for us, of course, really starts at Thanksgiving and comes through to Christmas. But this is really unabashedly.
just
the decorations are everywhere, and it's just a huge, huge, huge celebration of the holidays.
All right. And Joel, when you're singing and dancing, I'm trying to remember, are the scenes just the two guys, or is it always with the women?
No, there's actually a couple of moments with just the two guys. The one that pops in my head right now, just because I've got so much in my head right now, is after the big production number on Ed Sullivan's show, we get to see them in their dressing room, just the two of them, and sort of conversing about their plans for Christmas and doing this new show. So we sort of get a sneak peek in that.
All right, I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Sure.
Sure, okay, personal question. How much money do you have? No, that wasn't one. No, did you ever think when you were growing up, did you ever watch the movie White Christmas?
Yeah, I love this. Love this show.
I want to do that someday.
Well, it's fun for me because this is the second sort of iconic song and dance man I've gotten to play in my short career. I had the opportunity to play the Donald O'Connor role in Singing in the Rain when I was in my 20s, and so to be able to play this Danny Kaye role is awesome because Danny Kaye was my dad's favorite actor, The Court Jester, which is an old Danny Kaye movie. That was sort of his favorite role, so to be able to play Danny Kaye's role in this has been pretty special.
That's cool. All right. I think it's time to count our blessings.
It is. And I can't wait to hear Nate singing this song. It's a beautiful song that he shares with the granddaughter. Not his granddaughter, the general's granddaughter.
All right. We will listen to this and then take a short break and be back with more.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Amy Turner and Joel Kipper, representatives of the Ocean State Theater Company, and their big performance of White Christmas, debuting this week. Amy, there's also a myriad of things that go on at the theater besides White Christmas coming up.
There is, and two very special holiday treats, we'll call them, little tiny niblets. And the first is the Edwards Twins, folks that know them. They're doing Christmas with the Stars on December 7th. Now, their evening show is completely sold out, so we added a matinee. There's still tickets to the matinee at 2 p.m. That's December 7th. Folks that don't know, they mimic. I think they call it mimicking. They impersonate, like, every mm-hmm. star that you've ever heard of with an amazing voice. They sing all their own music. They play their own music. It's really incredible. Cher and Elton John and, you know, Bette Midler, like all of this craziness.
Celine Dion.
Right. Andrea Bocelli.
So if I knew somebody, could I get tickets to the matinee show?
Yeah, you all could.
Right. Okay, because they're still available in the afternoon.
Yeah, the all afternoon, right. The matinee, they are available. Right. That's when I'm going because, I gave up my evening tickets.
Joel, are you going to go to the afternoon show?
I am actually going to the afternoon.
So I could
I've never seen them, so I'm actually excited. So you could be my date.
I could go with you.
Yes.
All right.
There you go. Look at that. A love connection right here.
and Gail can go with you.
I think it's a great idea. Let's do it. And then for the little kids in everybody's life, a really, really lovely Family Fun Fest production of A Charlie Brown Christmas, which is almost completely taken directly from the TV show that we know and love, The Sweetest Story,
right.
About Charlie Brown and his little Christmas tree and everything.
I was gonna say, the Christmas tree has got to be in it.
Yep. So Charlie Brown Christmas is on December 10th at 11 a.m. That's also selling very well, but it's really particularly good for the entire family. And for those of us who remember watching it on TV, it's a great excuse to bring our children or our grandchildren or our nieces or our nephews and share that lovely experience. And everything is on the website, or you can call the box office as well. And then we've got a whole bunch of stuff coming up after the new year.
Right. Well, check the website out. That's oceanstatetheater.org.
O-R-G.
And then or call the box office or go down to the theater and check it out. Now, let's come on. You tease them a little bit. A whole bunch of stuff coming up after the first of the year. The next big production.
Yeah, so we're going to continue our little history of doing some comedies in January. Some of us, maybe all of us, will love to have some lighthearted laughter as it comes to politics right around the inauguration. And so we're doing one of the greatest political comedies and really, truly one of the best underdog stories ever written. That's Born Yesterday. And then we're going to do Little Women. People know that. Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Beautiful story of the March Sisters. It's a musical adaptation. I am so in love with this show. I can't even tell you. The music is spectacular. And then Inherit the Wind, which has become very timely and timeless. It's, of course, a fictionalized version of the real story of the Scopes Monkey Trial, which is whether or not you can teach science in the classroom. It's very eloquently written, truly one of the most prolifically beautiful. The language in this play is spectacular. And then we'll close with another big brassy Broadway style musical full of laughter and love, and that's Victor Victoria.
There you go. All right, so that sounds like a great season coming up. Let's get back to White Christmas. And Joel, that, you know, there are familiar songs in this that aren't necessarily thought of as Christmas songs. Blue Skies is one of them to me that is a familiar Irving Berlin song. And I Love a Piano, another great Irving Berlin song.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the tradition of, you know, big splashy musicals, you know, Blue Skies and I Love a Piano sort of bookend intermission. So we end the first act with Blue Skies, and then we come back to I Love a Piano, which is a production number within the show that Wallace and Davis are producing their new review. And so they're in a rehearsal, but the number at this point has gotten so well that we sort of see it almost in its full glory, even though it's technically a rehearsal that the audience has seen.
All right, well, why don't we listen to that, or at least a portion of it, because it's a little bit long, and then we'll be back.
As a child, I went wild when a band played.
How I ran to the man when his hand swayed.
Clarinets were my pets.
And a slide trombone I thought were simply divine. But today, when they play, I could hiss them.
Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine.
Mm-hmm.
I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play upon a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away.
I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories.
And with the pedal, I love to meddle, not only music from Broadway.
I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear a long-haired genius play.
So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a P-I-A-N-O-O.
I love to stop right beside an upright
or a high-toned baby grand.
Joel, we've got a song that just about the entire cast is involved with. Let's get that in quickly before we run out of time.
Yeah, so, you know, we've gone through this wonderful production with keeping us in the Christmas spirit, and this one just kind of extends that and leaves you sort of warm and fuzzy inside as you leave the theater.
The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm.
I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form.
What do I care if icicles form? I've got my love to keep me warm.
Amazing musical coming to the Ocean State Theater, and we're going to wrap up in just a minute. But I do want to say once again, if you have not been to the Ocean State Theater, make sure you get there. What a perfect time of year to go see a great musical. They're noted for a lot of great productions, but always wonderful sets, wonderful costumes, full orchestration, right, Amy?
That's yes.
A live initiative for musicians. And so there's a lot of great things that happen at the Ocean State Theater. So get your tickets, oceanstatetheater.org, or you can call the phone number, stop by the box office, any of those things, but get there and see White Christmas. It's not part of the season ticket program, so it's there's more tickets available than usual, but it also sells more tickets than most of the shows.
That is very true. Yeah, our holiday productions have been right at the top of selling as far as they compare to other shows. It's been pretty consistent, and this one, like I said, is on track to beat our sales for the previous years. And you know, and I think that it's a great alternative to what's out there. Obviously, we have our free parking, which is a great incentive to a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing better than just driving right up and walking 25, 30 feet to the
yeah,
door.
Yeah, there's, you know, you come straight in right from the parking lot into the theater, so it's easy access. And then the way that our theater is facilitated, it has the raised seating, sort of like when you go to a movie theater where each seat is a little bit higher than the other. So there's not a bad seat in the house. We also have railings for those folks who may or may not have been in there. We got the railings installed.
In other words, going up to those raised seating areas, that's a new addition this year. And
thanks
very
to
convenient.
The generosity of some donors, including, it was all patron donated. We were able to do that responsively for them. So that's been getting rave reviews. And I just think that it's such a wonderful live experience. You know, our theater only seats just under 400. It's a very intimate way in which to experience theater, very different than, you know, for instance, some of the big tour houses. You mentioned the Wang Center or PPAC, which are gorgeous theaters. But we really have, I think, found a niche in really intimate storytelling and making shows very accessible and fun and exciting.
And
our own, we don't change the scripts at all, but we do put our own spin on it. The costumes are designed for these actors, for this production. So is the set, so are the lights, so is the sound. Brand new director, brand new musical director. So it's really exciting, and I hope that many, if not all, of your folks listening will buy a ticket and come and see the show, because it's going to set them off in the right spirit for the holidays, for sure.
And if you're listening and you haven't been to the theater before, then not only the big musicals are something you want to take in, and like White Christmas, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Doubt, which just finished, was spectacular. And I actually went to see it three times because it was just amazing. A play, Pulitzer Prize winning play. And so support the theater. Get out, see these things, and get yourself a season ticket and be part of the family. Joel, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Mike. It was nice to see you again.
Nice to have you with us, and I can't wait to see you singing and dancing and you know.
And shaking my legs with the best of them.
Do you wear tights in this at all?
No tights in this one, to my dismay, actually.
All right, because I was looking forward to that. But I will look forward to sitting with you at the at that Wednesday afternoon concert with the twins.
Yes, absolutely. We have a date.
Let's do it.
All right. And Amy, thank you once again for coming in. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. We're going to go out with what else?
What else? Well, how could you end the show?
Well, it's got to be White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. And may all your Christmases be white.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.